As part of her job, Brett may be asked to enable applications, such as desktop and mobile applications, to access Force.com resources on a user's behalf. To use these applications, users can log into Salesforce using OAuth and give permission to Salesforce to access these applications. Users will not have to reveal their password credentials to these applications. Brett learns that Salesforce supports OAuth for authorizing applications. OAuth is an open protocol that allows a user to authorize one site to access another site on behalf of the user. The two roles involved in OAuth are service provider and service consumer. Salesforce acts as a service provider, and the external applications are service consumers. OAuth is often described as the valet key of software access. A valet key only allows access to certain features of a car. For instance, the trunk or glove compartment cannot be opened using a valet key. Similarly, OAuth limits access to a software application, as users can share their private resources without having to hand out their usernames and passwords. Brett can use OAuth with a standard Salesforce login or with single sign-on. Brett learns that to secure outbound integrations, she can use two-way TLS. In two-way TLS, both the client and the server present a certificate to the other party to authenticate their identities. The trust between the two parties is established by having the certificate signed by a mutually trusted certificate authority. Brett learns that Force.com trusts only those certificates that have been signed by a commercial and trusted certificate authority. Force.com has some port restrictions for outbound integrations. For example, it uses port 80 for HTTP only, port 443 for HTTPS only, and all the ports above 1023 can be used for HTTP or HTTPS. Brett further learns that to make a call out to any external site from Salesforce, she must register the site by navigating to Security Controls in the Setup menu and choosing either Remote Site Settings or Named Credentials. She must do this before performing a call out from VisualForce Pages or Apex to the site. Brett has learned that Salesforce offers different security mechanisms for inbound and outbound integrations. For inbound integrations, Salesforce provides user authentication to determine who can log in, data security to regulate access to Salesforce data, and transport layer security to secure transport of information between different systems. She also knows that the Force.com platform supports OAuth to authorize applications to access Force.com resources on a user's behalf. Brett further learned that Salesforce secures its outbound integrations using two-way TLS restricting outbound ports and requiring registration of remote site addresses.